Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Welcome to Fellowship Talks. This is your ticket to see what God is doing in the lives of people around Fellowship Bible Church. Here at Fellowship, we are one church in Central Arkansas with multiple locations, and I'm your host, Dan Schaefer. And I have some good news for you guys as you listen to this podcast. My co-host, Amy Scrivanos, she's back with me today. Amy, how you doing today?
I'm great. I know the podcast really suffered in my absence.
Oh, it did. It was horrible, but I'm glad you're back today.
In all seriousness, though, I'm so glad that Catherine Mack and Aaron Keyes were with you last time. That was really a great episode.
Yeah, it was a great conversation. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, why don't you pause this one and go back and listen to that one with Catherine and Aaron Keyes. It was really good. It was really good. So, Amy, why don't you tell everybody why you weren't here last time?
Yeah, and so last week I was gone to Atlanta. I was at a CultureLink training, and CultureLink is what our missions team uses to train our leaders of short-term trips. And so I was there being trained for that, to lead a trip to Rwanda this next summer, and it was really great. I mean, I learned a lot. One of the main things they talked about was just really forming a good team and knowing who the people you are taking with you are going to be.
Right,
and,
yeah.
They told one story that definitely drove home that point. They told about a guy who took a trip. And as they, you know, it was like overseas, they land, and this girl on their trip was just violently ill, and they could not figure out what was wrong with her. And finally, she confessed to them that she was a drug addict and that she thought that going on a mission trip would be a great way to detox.
Oh, oh my goodness.
So that definitely showed me just the importance of getting to know people before you travel to the other side of the world with
yeah,
them.
Know, I think so.
Help them hear with that before
That's
you get
right.
overseas.
That's so, right.
Yeah.
Well, we got some great things happening here around Fellowship, and there's a lot of families who are walking in our doors on all of our campuses, and often the front door of our church is our FSK program.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. You know, I know I've heard from a lot of families that they were drawn here because their kids maybe came with a friend and they loved the program here and it got the whole family coming here.
Exactly. And that's why today we wanted to take a moment to talk with some of our FSK staff here at Fellowship. We have some awesome FSK pastors on all of our campuses, and two of them are joining us here in studio today. Katie James, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Katie, you serve on the Benton campus, right?
And
how long have you been serving with Fellowship?
Well, I started on staff about 7 months ago.
7 months?
Yes.
New on staff.
Yep.
Long time Fellowship member though, right?
Yes. My family started going to the Little Rock campus when I was in the seventh grade. And then when my husband Matthew and I got married, then we started going to the Benton campus about 2.5 years ago.
Awesome. Awesome. It's good to have you here with us today.
Yeah, that's great. And we also have Matt Morgan, who serves on the Little Rock campus.
Hey guys. How are y'all?
Great. So good to have you.
So, Matt, how long have you been here at Fellowship?
Yeah, this month is 7 years. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, appreciate it.
And although she's not here in studio with us today, Jennifer Grau has been serving at our Cabot campus for a very long time, and people in the on the Cabot campus know her really well. Jennifer, thank you for all that you do. We love having you serve on the Cabot campus team.
Yeah, so Matt and Katie, we wanted to have a conversation with you today about our FSK program and the new curriculum that you've introduced this year.
Yeah, so first of all, before we get started into that, Amy, what does FSK stand for?
Yeah, FSK stands for Fellowship Kids. So just kind of, you hear that word, you hear it said around, but that's what it stands for. It's Fellowship Kids, and that runs birth all the way up through sixth grade. So all the kids in that age group fall under that umbrella on all three of our campuses.
That's awesome. So FSM is not FSK.
Right, right. FSM is Fellowship Student Ministries. So that's 7th through 12th. So a little bit different. Youth, children, they're all kids, but yeah, we do make a distinction there.
We got to learn those abbreviations here at Fellowship.
That's right. If you want to know your way around, you got to learn them. All right. So tell us about this new curriculum that FSK is using and a little bit about why we made that change.
Yeah. So I'll start and say one of the things where our campuses weren't actually not synced up. So our Cabot campus and Benton campus and Little Rock campus were all doing different curriculums. So as we looked at staff and tried to talk and dream and plan for future ministry, it was really difficult because we weren't doing the same things. And even on the Little Rock campus, even some of our different age groups weren't learning the same Bible stories. Mm. So really the biggest reason was when we looked at the family discipleship component and wanted parents to know how to follow up with their kids, that became really difficult because a family with four kids might have four different Bible stories to review on Sunday afternoon. So part of the switch was, let's go to something that we can all share and all be learning the same passage of scripture, the same main point, so that when they go home, the families really have something they can dig into and study together.
So this is starting at what age?
Starts at 2 years old.
So and goes through?
All the way through sixth grade.
Through sixth grade are all on the same
Passage of scripture, same kind of scripture verse that we're memorizing in each unit. And not only just age groups, but even campuses. So it's really great because we can share a lot of resources, but also just we're all synced up and all fighting towards the same goal for families. So it's great.
So my five-year-old on the Little Rock campus is doing the same thing on a Sunday that a five-year-old on the Benton campus would be doing, right, Katie?
Yep, that's right.
So what is the curriculum called?
It's called the Gospel Project.
Awesome. And what have you seen from this curriculum that you really like about it so far, Katie?
I think my favorite part is just how every single lesson, no matter if we're in the Old Testament or the New Testament, just really points the kids back to Jesus. It's like every lesson has a Christ connection, and it just like shows where Jesus is in the story, and it just keeps continuing to show kids how Jesus is the answer.
That's really, really good. Kathy Gladden and I just got done teaching the Bible overview class here on the Little Rock campus on Sunday mornings. And I think that's one of the highlights is all these stories that we know all throughout Scripture, just how in the world do they connect with Jesus? And showing people that is just so exciting. And so even with kids, that's exciting.
Yeah, that really is. So as they're getting this same passage of Scripture across the different age groups, I'm guessing it's a little bit more in depth as they get older and maybe a little more on the simplified level when they're younger.
Yeah. So one example of that is we're all studying the same passage of scripture in each unit. But preschoolers might learn kind of a truncated or shortened version of the Bible verse. And then for elementary age, we're gonna kind of take that from one verse to two verses of the Bible passage that they're memorizing. Even up through 56, our preteen ministry on all three campuses will be memorizing maybe two or three verses of that passage. And so, and each one is kind of taken into a context, knowing that the age appropriateness, obviously the activities are age appropriate, but even the way we approach the Bible story. This past unit kind of had some hard lessons. And that's one thing I love about it is it teaches the hard parts of the Bible. So we recently talked about Stephen and the first martyr. And so I actually got the privilege on the Little Rock campus of teaching that to 3 and 4 year olds. And I remember when saying, that they threw rocks until he died and hearing a 4-year-old girl just gasp and say, "Oh," and I said, "Yeah, that's right." But you know what? God was with him. And those that saw that saw an example. And just to see them have an aha moment of how Jesus is with us, even in hard things. And so we teach the hard part of the Bible so that they can see that even there, Jesus is with us. And so, we try to keep that age appropriate, but not watered down to a point that they're not getting a real picture of what Jesus has done.
That's good. Emily and I have really felt that all the ages are learning the same thing. We have a first grader and we have 2 5-year-olds in the FSK program. And it's been really cool to see them come home with the same lesson. So when we sit down for dinner or lunch that day after church, we're able to ask them, "What did you learn about that lesson? And then tell me something different that you learned about the same lesson," and pull out something completely different. And it's been really cool. And you mentioned that Stephen lesson. That was a highlight for my kids. My 7-year-old came home and she's just, we were talking over some issues that she was having at school with some friends. And she just started sharing her heart a little bit. She said, "Dad, I just want to be Stephen to my friends. I want to tell people about God. And I know that they might not throw rocks at me at school, but they might not like what I have to say. And even though they might not like what I say, I just want to be Stephen to them and share with them that God loves them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We hear stories like that really every week from families. And I think that's what makes our job. Like, Katie agrees. If you let me, I'll talk all day. But Katie and I talked before, we love that part of our job. Like, mm-hmm. we get to hear from families how those kids are seeing what Jesus has done and also what Jesus is calling us to live out as lights in our school and in our communities. And so even at preschool age, we're seeing mm-hmm. that, and it's great. It's so fun.
Yeah. Katie, do you have a story that you can share about something that you have seen with some students on your campus and maybe some parents?
Yeah, one of the first weeks we had a little girl come up to me and say, I just want to know more about what it means to be saved. And it gave me an opportunity to not only talk with her about what that means, but also have her mom there with me and just us work as a team to just kind of explain more about that. And even if she doesn't fully understand it yet, it's just slowly working towards, okay, what does this mean? And the other thing that's great about our curriculum is that it gives parents tools to work with their kids at home about those things and just talk with them. And
so what are some things that would be good for parents to know about this curriculum? How can they really partner with you mm-hmm. in this?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, they can download the Fellowship Kids app, which is in the App Store for Apple, Android, Google phones, all of those devices.
Okay, so the Fellowship Kids app.
Yeah, so if you search Fellowship Kids in the App Store of your device, you can download that app, and it's specifically designed for our three campuses, where we post the Bible story videos that your kids are watching on Sunday. But we also post discussion questions. We have a little parent blog that is linked to the app. Just resources that we want you to have that you can use to disciple your kids, but also just as an encouragement to you as a parent that mm-hmm. you know, the job you have is hard, and we know that, but we want to equip you and encourage you. And so download that app. Also, just I think that if there's stories, if your kids are coming home and sharing things, like, share them with us, because, you know, the volunteers that serve across campuses, there's close to 800 volunteers that serve, and we love them. They are how we exist. But nothing says thank you to them like sharing those stories and being able to say, like that young girl or like your kids, being able to share, hey, this is what's happening. This is the difference you're making. That's to them, that's the fuel that keeps them going. So, mm-hmm.
yeah, that's right. I love what y'all have done with that app. I think that's really helpful to parents. All of our lives are so busy that it helps just to have that tool alongside to say, this is what the kids have been doing, and you can just jump right in with it like that. And I would have enjoyed that when my kids were younger.
Technology these days, right?
Yeah,
and it's so cool that as I ask my 7-year-old about her lesson that day, to see my 5-year-olds, their eyes light up, just seeing the same thing. Oh, we talked about that too. So cool. So, as a whole church, we've been talking about this idea of going after the one, and adults in the worship services, we've been talking about this, and the teaching from our teaching pastors have been based around going after the one. So how does that theme tie into the Gospel Project and what you guys are doing in FSK?
Yeah, so something that goes along with the Gospel Project is called The Gospel, God's Plan for Me, and that is, first of all, to help the kids understand the gospel fully. It's kind of like an ABCs of salvation. But once they understand that, it's something that they can take and share with other people. And so we use that. And then also a lot of the crafts we've been doing this year are something that you can take to someone, take to a friend or a neighbor. Like for Christmas Eve services, we made bags of popcorn and put the Christmas Eve times on it and said, hey, take this to a neighbor or friend and invite them to a Christmas Eve service. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been that's been fun to really see the kids get excited about living missionally and thinking about the popcorn. I mean, we had a truckload of popcorn for these kids.
Oh,
it was like our offices still smell like popcorn because we stored it there for a day.
Yeah, I saw it. I almost came down and got some popcorn for myself.
One bag was missing. You may know. but just to see that and like, yeah, the gospel God's plan for me, as Katie mentioned, is it's really a great tool to just for kids in a simple way to be able to walk through the gospel for their own understanding. But one of the things I love is like in 56 in our older elementary, we're training them how to use that. Like we not just go through that so they can learn it, but how they can actually take that as a tool and share the gospel with a friend. And so so we say, yeah, the one's coming to us, but also we're sending out and, mm-hmm. and seeing them go out and reach one. So it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool little making disciples tool.
That's
sure.
good. That's good. So what you guys have recently come out of some planning meetings, some team planning meetings. What's down the road for FSK? What do you see in the next couple of months that parents can be looking for?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Yeah. I know that much. So we just, you know, came out of some planning meetings. And so what those look like are all our campus leaders. And we spend a full day together trying to plan out like 13 weeks at a time. And it gets a little wacky, like a lot of jokes, because you know you're reading through lessons and trying to figure out what works for our context and our kids. And so, but what's coming down the pipe, I think, is exciting because we are kind of on the tail end, coming out of the Book of Acts. We're synced up in the Book of Acts for a lot of this semester, but coming out of that and going through Paul's letters. Even into Revelation, and then soon we'll be starting back over a cycle into the Old Testament. And so we will walk through a year and a half worth of the Old Testament. So, and that's when it's going to get really fun because we're going to get to take stories that kids know, but show them Jesus in those stories, which is going to be amazing. So
that's so cool.
That is great. Yes. Yeah.
So guys, thank you for being here with us today. Katie, thanks for coming from the Benton campus to hang out with us here in studio on the Little Rock campus. Matt, thanks for walking down the hall. I know it's a long way for you.
Absolutely.
And yes. Jen and Cabot, thank you so much for what you're doing. You guys are doing a lot of really good work on our campuses in the FSK ministries.
And thank you to all our volunteers that serve each week. And you guys do such a great job leading them and we just really appreciate all the people that are pouring into our kids.
Yeah, if you're looking for an exciting place to get involved and to help serve people, FSK is the place to come here at Fellowship. So we are one church in multiple places, and it's so cool, Amy, for me to hear how our FSK ministry is synced up on each of our campuses in Cabot, in Benton, in Little Rock. We're all our kids are going through the same material. And it really just drives home that we're one church here in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome fellowship. So until next time, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.